KINY Juneau. Now from the Alaska Airlines Studio, local first news for Juneau and all of Southeast Alaska.
From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett. Here are the stories we're following this hour. The Juneau Police Department is investigating a car accident that occurred yesterday. Thunder Mountain seniors have signed letters of intent to play college basketball, and Juneau's Maritime Festival is tomorrow. But first, yesterday afternoon, the Juneau Police Department received a report of a rollover collision on Glacier Highway in the area outbound before Inca Street. Two vehicles were involved, a Jeep Grand Cherokee and a Jeep Patriot. Both were towed from the scene and two people were transported to Bartlett Regional Hospital. The roadway was closed for about 30 minutes, and the situation is still under investigation. Yesterday was College and Career Decision Day. Thunder Mountain High School seniors Sam Lockhart and James Pulaski signed their college letters of intent in the Thunder Mountain High School Commons. They've both played for the Thunder Mountain Falcons basketball team, and they're excited to keep playing ball at a college level. Lockhart shares what he's looking forward to about playing for Edmonds Community College in Washington.
It's always been a dream of mine, so it is a dream come true, so I'm very excited. And then I also get to play with Alan Curlo, so that's also another dream come true in itself. So hopefully we can get Sean Oliver there and OJ Dibdahl. But I'm super excited. It's a dream come true.
And here are Pulaski's hopes for attending St. Olaf College in Minnesota.
I'm really looking forward to it basketball-wise, just to see where it takes me. The coach is really nice. We've really bonded over this last year, so I'm really looking forward to it. And he says that really it's up to me where I'll be in the next 4 years and after these 4 years, so I'm really excited to see where it takes me.
The team's bond will lead them both into this next step.
This team, we've had a very special bond. It's something that I hope that will be there the next 4 years at St. Olaf, but I just know it was very special, and that's not something that it's easy to come by. And I think another thing that'll be valuable is the hardship that we went through, because we had some tough years early on, but I think we came together and made us stronger.
And head coach John Blasco comments on what it's like to see his players continue their careers after high school.
It's the ultimate goal, right? You're preparing for 4 years to have successful high school careers, but ultimately you want them to play at the next level. And Sam and James get that opportunity to go play college ball next year. So as a coach, I'm really proud of them and their achievement.
Juneau's 14th annual Maritime Festival is tomorrow at the Elizabeth Paradovich Plaza on Pier 49 downtown. And this year, 92 vendors are participating. After a blessing of the fleet at 10 a.m., the One People Canoe Society will kick off the festival at 11, and the U.S. Coast Guard Air Station Sitka will perform a search and rescue demonstration at noon. Juneau Harbor's Port Director Carl Yucatel tells us about the blessing of the fleet.
Yeah, so the blessing of the fleet is sponsored by the Alaska Commercial Fishermen's Memorial. Carl Broderson is the president of that board now, and it's an annual event, and there'll be a ceremony. Pastor Terry Harvey, she will be blessing the vessels, fishing vessels, or all vessels that want to come by and get blessed. There'll be a reef lane by a commercial fishing vessel, and then there'll be the reading of the names on the memorial at the Alaska Commercial Fishermen's Memorial.
And Executive Director of the Juneau Economic Development Council, Brian Holst, gives details about another fun event.
And we also have harbor cruises. And once again, you know, our community partners are really stepping up. Allen Marine is donating the vessel. Petrol Marine donates the fuel. And then we sell tickets at $20 for a ride, a harbor cruise, and again, that's a fundraiser to help make sure that this festival remains free to the public.
Environmental Public Affairs Specialist for Navy Region Northwest, Julianne Leinen-Weber, tells us about the USS William P. Lawrence coming to Juneau just in time for the festival.
So it is a destroyer. It was commissioned in 2011, and it has a crew size of over 300 people. It has an air detachment. It can support an air detachment of two helicopters. And if you are interested in finding out more about the ship, we invite the public to participate in some of our upcoming public ship tours that we're going to be doing on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we'll also be doing tours on Tuesday from noon to 4 p.m.
For the tours, bring a valid government-issued ID with you, wear closed-toed shoes, and leave contraband items at home. Coming up, a final judgment in Alaska's correspondence provisions. That story next with Jordan Lewis when Local First News continues.
An Anchorage Superior Court judge on Thursday put on hold through the end of the school year a ruling invalidating two provisions of state law governing correspondence education. Judge Adolf Zeman issued a hold, known as a stay, which was requested by plaintiffs on a ruling he made in April that found the state violated the Alaska Constitution by providing public funding for private schools through its allotment program. The hold will remain in effect through June 30th. Along with the hold, Zeman issued a final judgment on the two provisions enacted in 2014. One provision governed the allotments, and the other required school districts to write learning plans for correspondence schools while also limiting what the state can require of these students. As part of the final judgment, he blocked the state from spending public funds for the direct benefit of private education institutions. That means if legislators and Governor Mike Dunleavy want to ensure new laws or rules are in place before the stay ends, they have less than 2 months to act, unless the Alaska Supreme Court rules otherwise before then. Thursday's final judgment is viewed as a victory for the plaintiffs in the lawsuit, who didn't want the current programs to end suddenly, but also did not want them in place for next school year. This story is provided by the Alaska Beacon. The Juneau League of Women Voters annual How to Run for Local Office workshop is coming up on Saturday, May 11th at the City and Borough of Juneau Assembly Chambers from 8:45 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Registration is encouraged in advance so you can receive an online toolkit. Juneau League of Women Voters Peggy Mukow tells us who the workshop helps.
The primary audience that we tailor the workshops for is for people who are considering to be, again, it's how to run for local office. So it's for people who are considering running for either school board or assembly in this upcoming election. Okay. But we also get a lot of people who are considering helping people who are going to run for local office. And the way you register is to go to JunoLWV.org. So that's Juneau League of Women Voters, JunoLWV.org/run.
Mukow tells us why she thinks this event is important.
The League of Women Voters Juneau is a nonpartisan political organization that encourages the informed and active participation of citizens in government. And so that's why we are doing it.
The Municipal City Clerk for Juneau, Beth McEwen, says it's a great opportunity to learn about local government and the time commitments that come with running for office.
This is a fabulous way for people to dip their toe into what does civic engagement look like on the local level. So it is a workshop on how to run for local office, for assembly and school board, but it's also for anyone who might be interested in serving on a board or commission.
The workshop that's been going on for 10 years now is for anyone interested in running for local government, including students. It's completely free to participate in. And Clickit and Haida's Community Advocacy Program, in partnership with the Tribes of Violence Against Women Task Force, is coordinating a Missing or Murdered Indigenous People rally on May 5th to take place at Juneau's Capitol. The rally begins at 1 p.m. and at 2:30 the group will march to the Elizabeth Paradovich Hall for refreshments and additional speakers. Jenny Brown, Missing and Murdered Indigenous People's Advocate, talks about raising awareness.
We have some red dresses, some red shirts, some things to display to bring up the awareness of the missing and murdered Indigenous people. Red is the color that Tlingit people believe spirits can see, which is the reason for the red dress. Some of the speakers that we have, besides the legislation, is leaders for the community, people that have worked on this task for a long, long time.
Community Advocate Manager Natasha Jackson shares her role at Tlingit and Haida.
We do victims of crime, and so this issue is really huge for our department because there's a lot of advocacy being done. The federal, state, local, and the tribal law is really, they're really trying to work together to really try, especially Alaska, because the rates are so high.
Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Jordan Lewis.